CPJ welcomes the Ethiopian government's decision and looks forward to the prompt release of Yohan Pearson and Martin Skibir. We still believe that they should never have been jailed because they were carrying out legitimate news gathering activities. They took the risk of entering the country illegally only because of the Ethiopian government's restrictions and censorship banning independent media access to the Ogaden. And these are practices that reporters and news organizations the world over engage in order to cover both sides of a story. There are serious allegations of abuses in the Ogaden that the Ethiopian government denies, but it is not providing an opportunity for international or local media to independently report or investigate on these abuses.
The reason given on the Foreign Ministry website anyway was that it was the annual, it was part of the annual pardoning of prisoners during Ethiopian's New Year, which is Tuesday, and that the late Prime Minister Meles had already approved the pardon. What's the history of them using this holiday to pardon journalists?
Yeah, it's an annual tradition of clemency towards prisoners, not just journalists, but all kinds of prisoners. The government has, in 2007, also released prisoners, political prisoners and journalists, jailed then under this pardon process. But we note that this pardon was not unconditional and that the journalists were forced to admit guilt on a crime that they, in fact, didn't commit. And the only crime they could be prosecuted for legitimately would be entering the country illegally. And that crime does not warrant 11 years in prison.
Earlier this year, the prominent Ethiopian blogger Eskender Knege was sentenced to 18 years in prison.
Yes.
And he remains in jail. So you guys see this more of an isolated, just annual incident of the pardoning of the Swedish journalist rather than perhaps a sign that restrictions on journalists might be loosened with new government in place.
We are hoping and waiting to see the new leadership. We want this new leadership to set a new tone. We believe that they have an opportunity to really usher in national reconciliation and improve the country's image and set a new tone and turn the page, really. And they have an opportunity to do so by releasing the six other journalists behind bars.